Yo,
Yo,
what's going on?
hey, nothing, my guy. We're just over here maintaining, man. What's up with you?
Hey, man, bro. Just ready to get the podcast started.
Are you ready? Are you
We got,
ready? I'm ready.
yeah, bro. We got some stuff to talk about, dog.
Oh man, we always
Okay.
do. Always do, man. I'm excited to talk to you, bro. Every week, it's probably like one of my favorite days of the week, or my favorite day of the week. We get to get off and do our thing.
Oh yeah, but it's really just this just like a casual conversation for us. It's just the stuff we talk about anyway.
Yeah, I've been talking about you. No, well, yeah, definitely talking about you. But I've been talking to you about
You
this
said
stuff
talk
anyway.
about
I was hoping I could slide that in there. Nah, man, you ain't talking about you,
Damn.
bro. Yeah, I ain't talking about you behind your back, bro. I'm
Right.
just fucking around a little bit, just playing around, trying to see if you attentive. You know what I'm saying? See if you are here. But now we definitely would be talking about this stuff regardless. So you're right. Shit, but if you don't know, I'm Enrique. I go by EA.
Man, it's your boy Chuck Too Nice representing that 803 South
Yeah, you
Cat.
are. Yeah, you already know the vibes, man. It's the Carolina
Carolina
Kings.
Kings.
You got it, bro. So, man, you ready to talk? I'm ready to talk, man. Let's get into this thing, bro. I just want to break it off and start with, what we already referred to seems to be our shut-in list, affectionately. But gotta make mention and acknowledge that excuse me, one of the co-founder of the Supremes, the legendary R&B group, Mary Wilson, passed away this week. At,
Yeah, I saw that.
yeah, that's big time. I mean, if you don't recognize the name, I don't know, you might want to do some research. But Mary Wilson was definitely the co-founder of the Supremes. She brought all the glitz, all the glamour to the squad. Everybody remember Diana Ross, as deservedly so. And you can't forget Florence Balor, who passed away while they were just starting to ascend to their heights. But Mary Wilson was the one that kept it all together. She was the glue. If you got Otis and the Temptations, Mary was that to the Supremes. So, we definitely want to make sure that we mention her and pay homage to her and her excellence and her divaness and, creating, her book Dream Girls for the Supremes and, the whole nine yards. We want to make sure that we
Exactly.
mention our legends.
Yeah, we losing a lot of them lately. It's crazy. But
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
I'm older,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, she's older, but it's still, it still hurt the same, bro. Regardless of
so.
how old they get and how old they are, like it's like one less link to that past where of that of a certain time and generation, however fly you think you are now, however cutting edge or whatever you think you're doing now, you black. I mean, it's a missing link to that chain that
Oh,
links you to
definitely.
like from that
Definitely. Somebody
Motown.
moved
Yeah, that Philly sound era, like all that. They was that they have a fly you think you are. That's how they felt about themselves. You did like they set the standard,
away.
So
Exactly.
for your Destiny's Childs, your En Vogues, SWVs, your Escapes, they were the standards. All them girls was chased, all those women were chasing them, the Supreme. So rest in peace and ashe to Mary Wilson, co-founder of the Supremes, who died at age of 76 this past week.
Exactly, man. Everybody gotta have somebody to look up to.
Oh yeah.
You know
The inspiration is important.
what I'm saying? That's a big thing, dog.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't even know you got a dream till you see somebody else living their dream. And then you got something you want to go after. You got something you want to try to go, full steam ahead with. So, and I also just wanted to mention real quick about the I mean, it's tragic. It's really this right here is real tragic. It's an older case, but a couple months old as far as when it came and occurred. But Kawan Charles, who was from Louisiana. He was a missing kid, a missing child, who was found dead in the Louisiana sugarcane field. And The only reason I'm bringing him up, not only reason, but I'm bringing him up as of right now is because there was a woman in charge, or they've charged, rather, and at least it's something to do with his disappearance. If you don't know, he was missing for, you know, a few days. He came up and was found in some Louisiana sugar canes. At first, the police officers didn't want to do anything. They didn't want to search for him. It went to the family, and the family attorneys pressured them to find the 15-year-old.
They didn't want to search for him?
It was saying initially in the first 24, 48 hours that, hey, maybe he went to a football game. And he didn't want to come home. Yeah, that was their answer. But
that's fucking crazy. Right. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, dog. Go ahead.
Nah, you good. I mean, it's those questions everybody gonna have.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But he was 15 years old. It was said that they found, I mean, they said there was video camera, and they people also said they saw him and a 17-year-old, you know, leaving the house or leaving the area with the 17-year-old's mom, woman and her son. And the mom never consented or never reached out to the parents to leave with him in the first place. So it's been real sketchy the whole way through. The town really didn't want to charge her. It seems as though, but they finally have started to charge her or began to charge her with something. I'm trying to look right now, do my due diligence, as I should have had already prepared, but I didn't. They were asking questions like, did he smoke something? Or does he smoke weed?
Of course they're going to ask all that bullshit. And then they always try to bring up shit from their past and all that, but that's still no.
All right. This is still the end of the day. Yeah, 15 year old child.
Exactly. Yeah. It don't matter. It's 15. I mean, they do it with adults too. It don't matter. Who cares about their past and what they had going on? What matters is what's going on right now. The person is dead. For what reasons?
No good reason. The police never issued an Amber Alert when he was reported missing, but they claim to have followed all procedures that they had. I'm trying to search real quick to see what exactly their charges are, but what I'm reading right now, I'm not able to see. So it just says that the woman's last name is Urban. She remains in the Iberia Parish Jail. They finally set bond for her today at $400,000 for two charges. Not really seeing what those two charges are.
What's the two charges? $400,000, that's it?
That's it.
I guess you're the one of the murder.
No, yeah. One of them is not murder. That's what I know.
That's what I'm saying. Not if it's $400,000. Nah.
I think it's like something like about child endangerment and maybe like something along the lines of kidnapping. But then I'm not able to see exactly what those charges are. But it's a sad death, because when I saw the pictures of the body, the remains that they found, it took me right back to Emmett Till. That's how brutal and gruesome.
Oh, his it was bad death like was. That.
His death was so bad.
I thought maybe like they took him out there, he got lost or something, man.
No. His death was so bad. And the remains of his death is so bad and so shocking. It's one of those things where you tell people to look at, or you tell them you're about to show them the picture, you have to give them warning.
Yeah, gotcha.
Like, you have to let them know what you're about to show them and give them the option to not look. He's almost unrecognizable.
That's crazy, bro.
Teeth missing, lip torn off, bloated body. Like I said, it harkens eerily directly back to Emmett Till. But I just could not say nothing, especially with them finally charging her today and hoping that this is just the beginning of them actually building a case to kind of stick, so he can get his family gets the type of justice, and that he can get the type of justice, you know, posthumously. But had to try to get that in there. No way, the greatest news, but I had to try to get that in there, because it's important for us to know that this kind of stuff is still going on today.
Exactly. And make sure you keep an extra eye not on your kids, man. I'm not saying that parents weren't watching them or anything, but you just got to keep that extra eye. Especially in these times we live in now, because
Gotta keep your babies close, man. And you gotta sell all these people ass who's supposed to be out here serving and protecting.
That too. That's a big thing.
If they even get to that point, you know, can't just take their word for whatever they're saying. You gotta stay at it. You gotta agitate. Because we all know, being black, you know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know. Got to be an irritant.
You can say that shit there again. That shit is true.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Exactly.
Like I said, condolences to that family and praying and hoping that they're able to get some type of
closure. Of justice, man. Some closure for that shit.
I
couldn't even imagine.
I couldn't, man. I don't have kids, but I mean, I have loved ones and young ones that are in my family, and you know, just part of my circle. Anything like that would have happened, I'd be beside myself. I did donate early, you know, to the legal defense, and you know, trying to get some money for the family for the funeral. I'm not sure if that GoFundMe is still up or available, but. It was just way before we started our podcast, but I'm just reminding and bringing it back. People who may not even heard about the news. So this is important, you know?
Nah, that is important, you know?
And his name was Kawan Charles.
Because I didn't, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't even know about that. I know I remember the one that was real bad when they found the young boy wrapped up in the wrestling mats.
Nobody, yeah, a few years ago.
Of course, nobody knew anything. I remember that one. That had me mad. I was like, so nobody knows nothing. Nobody knows how he got rolled up in the mat. Not he was just in like the mat room, in the room where the mats was at. He was rolled up in it. Come on. Y'all don't have any cameras or anything? Yeah. Okay. I work in a lot of schools, bro. These schools have 1,000 cameras in them. Somebody needs something. So this, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Just protect your kids, man.
Yeah. And with that case, what was eerily crazy is the fact that not only was he rolled up in a wrestling mat, when they found his body, he was cut off. He had organs missing.
Yeah, organs. Yes, exactly.
In place of where his organs were, vital organs.
That's what made that even more crazy. It was like...
Which feeds into the fact that why people, or not people, but why Black Americans are so hesitant to do anything they have to do with government or anything because of the vaccine or any type of anything, because they've harvested organs from us. They, you know, they lied about giving us treatment and not give us treatment.
They've spread diseases before.
They're giving women hysterectomies. You know what I'm saying? All that in the third, you know, women come in for regular average checkups. Might be pregnant or whatnot, and they wake up, they got a hit, or maybe not even pregnant, but wake up, they got a whole hysterectomy. They can't have kids without consent or anything. So this is part of that, you know, that particular case you're talking about, why so much mistrust when it comes to, like, harvesting our organs and things of that nature. We all have been privy to that in our own small pockets and communities, and you know, we know a story or heard a story or may have told a story about this happening. So that's why nobody ran out to get that vaccine, but it is important to go get, because I'd rather a family member have some effects from the vaccine versus getting the disease and dying.
Exactly.
That's just how I look at it.
Yeah. You can't base the symptoms that you might have compared to the symptoms that somebody else had.
Right.
Don't do this, it's hitting everybody different. End of the day,
you can't base the symptoms you might have off of symptoms or a cause or in, you know, will happen.
Exactly.
In COVID, not saying that you're guaranteed to die, but certain things and certain issues you may have, your chances of dying are exponentially higher.
Yeah. And at the same time, after you get over it, some people are getting over it and they're fine. Some people are getting over it and they got life changing. Stuff happens.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
I mean, it's whatever you want to take your chance with. It's whatever you want to take your chance with. I'm going to just let you know that they say 75% of the population of the U.S. that have had a vaccine in order for us to get past this. And at the rate that they're giving out the vaccine now, it's going to be another year before that happens.
Oh yeah.
So you want to take a chance for a whole another year? I mean, hey, be my guest, man. I'm not telling you what to do, but
I was talking to a nurse, you know, romantically.
Yeah, I
was having a conversation early on and in the talking process about, you know, Corona, you know, what's going on and this, that, and third. And this person told me, you know, you can't. I was telling them, you know, she asked me what I was doing. I was telling her that I was staying home, you know, trying to keep the curve low, doing my part. Thought I was being cute, you know, talking to a nurse. That'd be, you know, she would like that. She was like, well, you know, I'll be out here. I'm doing my, you can't just stop doing what you're doing. You know, it's got, you got to go ahead and live. You know, the only way it's going to stop is, you know, people who have it, and you know, affect other people who have it. And that's how you get herd immunity. I was like, but no, you got to have a vaccine.
Yeah,
that was before they even talk about herd immunity.
You got to have a vaccine.
Like, no.
For that to work.
Right. I was like, no. Like Kevin Hart, no.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about now. We're waiting on the herd immunity stuff to happen right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we have a vaccine. Yeah. But
we're talking about back in March. You know what I'm saying?
It's not happening.
That wasn't even on the threshold on the frame of anybody's mind. You know what I'm saying? I was like I said, Kevin Hart voice, no.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not how that works. No. That's what I soon realized or was reminded that you got A-level nurses, you got nurses who got B's in school, and you got nurses who got C's in school. All nurses are not created equal. They're just not.
They're not.
Because if I got to tell you about how herd immunity work, because you just want to be out here and be out here and just be amongst the world.
Yeah, maybe she had something going on that day they talked about that in class.
Maybe hell. Bring your ass back here, girl, and take this class over again.
I'm pretty sure it was still on the final. You know what I'm saying?
That's a job. I'm going to tell Chris Rock said, that's a job when you just can't have a bad day.
Exactly.
Or you just can't.
You're a nurse.
Not be your best you can be.
Because you're a nurse. You ain't just a bitch putting the pills in the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A little thing. You ain't a CNA or none of that. You need to
fucking nurse.
You need to know that.
I need you to know how to find my vein. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I need you to know, how to get my blood pressure. I need you to know certain things. I need you to know how, at least how herd immunity works.
Exactly.
Talking about a virus.
Yeah, like I said, she acting like she the one just handing you some Tylenol in a little cup. It's
right.
Your medicine. No. You need to know a lot more.
Yeah, she's talking. I thought you were telling me about cold and flu season or some shit, the way she was talking. Like, yeah, niggas, people get colds, you know?
Yeah.
All we can do it. You can't stop living your life.
Not a whole deadly virus. And I mean, the flu is like that now because it went through the same thing that we're going through with the coronavirus. It went through it with the flu.
Yes, sir.
100 years ago, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, 100 years ago. I mean, every 100 years, and I mean, it's been recorded.
Yeah.
At least the last three events, in the last 300 years, it's been the worldwide extension level type of virus or type of sickness to come over the human race. We just don't remember a lot of history because we just started getting radios and TVs.
This
happened before.
My grandfather said his grandma lost two of her sisters during the flu.
Yeah.
Pandemic.
I believe it. My grandmother.
You got to think about that was 1919. So you already got to think about how they were treating black. Think about how they treat black people now.
Think
about how they were treating men. You know what I'm saying?
This is the reason why black people got the rules they got in their house now. Because like I was about to say that my grandmother grew up at the tail end of the Great Depression, and at the tail end, you know, of like the whole, like, you know, this virus and things like that. Things not being sanitary. First of all, what you're not going to do in my grandmother's house, you're not going to sit down and be in her house with your outside clothes in the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And you're definitely going to eat all over the house.
Nah.
Like, you're definitely going to wash your hands. You know, and you're definitely going to, like, it's just things that black people had, or older, I like to call old black people and new black people. But the old black people, is a set of rules and stuff you come in the house.
Yeah, wash your hands before you touch their refrigerator and things like that. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah, take them outside clothes off, go wash your ass, and put your inside clothes.
Yeah, your outside shoes, you stay outside on the porch.
Right, you're not bringing those in my house.
Yeah.
But there's reasons why, because
every time you go outside, you don't just just don't be rushing and throw your shoes on. You better bang them jumps out just in case you got some spiders or something in there.
But it's the reason why, because
it is.
Because us not having the same health care that everybody else have, and us not being first and foremost amongst all that stuff, but still having to survive and take care of ourselves. Like, that gets talked down the line. And then to these new kids, man, in some kind of way, it was a break. Because you got the old black people and you got new black people. That's what I like to call them. The new black people, I don't know what they be thinking about. Sometimes they don't even know they black, the way they be acting and moving. But that's a whole conversation for a whole different podcast.
Yeah. I ain't want to get into that. That's
new black people.
There's some of them out there.
Yeah, a few of them out there.
But a lot of them, you'll get that reality check. Keep on.
Oh, you will get checked quick in reality about that. If you're new black, you're thinking everything is sweet. But also, you know, the current events, you know, the Trump impeachment trials has started.
Yeah.
I want to yell out and say, bring the gallows! Hang him! Boo this man!
Hang him.
But I don't even think they go Buddhist, man. I'm gonna be honest with you.
I just don't want the man to be around president no more. We don't need that.
I just want the man to go to prison. How about that? Maybe that's too much of a dream, a lofty dream.
He's rich, man. But it'd be hard to get no rich white males.
White man to go pass go. Do not collect your $200 and go straight to jail. How about that?
It's hard to get. Like I said, it's hard to get the rich white man locked up.
It's difficult. But what I will say was funny to me is the fact that day one of the trial, which was on Tuesday, the Democrats presented, or not even Democrats, but the House, you know, which are Democrats will not be, presented their case, the impeachment. And bringing their evidence to start their presentation. And the fact that, like, they had their presentation then with Trump's people came, it was like, y'all shit's so good. We gonna have to think about this thing again.
Yeah.
You know? We gonna have to recalculate because y'all shit was so dope. It's like, when you go to school and you know you're supposed to present a presentation, but you try to do your shit on the bus or in the car.
Yeah.
And somebody, you come into the school and then you realize somebody else got a whole PowerPoint.
Yeah, you like that.
It's on TV and they got a whole shit in front of you and you can touch, you can see the model. That's what that shit reminded me of. I was on the bus trying to make y'all do your homework. This is not that. Those two things are not the same.
Man, that man been fucking up. That's all it is. I mean, shit catching up with his ass finally.
On any other circumstance, I would say no one deserves to have a defense team of lawyers that bad. But Trump did not get the defense attorneys that he needs.
Yeah.
He got the ones he deserved. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
He got the ones he deserved.
Hey, I mean, eventually when you do fucked up shit, that shit come back to your ass. So,
in my Bible, they like to say come back to you threefold.
Yeah.
Fourfold.
Yeah. Come back for your ass, boy.
And what I also like is they kind of set the blueprint for the other states who are leaning towards, you know, filing their own charges against them. This is how you do it. You know, this is how you go about doing it. This is the way you should do it. It's got to, all I'm asking for is the House of Representatives to wrap a bow on this shit so they can connect the dots for these people in a way that they cannot wiggle or get out of. But it really ain't going to matter what you're doing. They're going to have to have, Trump said, I sent these people to the Capitol to fight for freedom as patriots. Besides
voice.
That.
That's your Trump voice?
Yeah, that's my Trump voice. That was a little messed up.
That nigga should have left the damn country, dog.
I sent these people. a smart person would have left the country.
He could have went to
Mexico. I'd have been over there with Putin.
He could have went to Mexico. He could just went to Mexico. I don't think he's welcome there.
Hey guys, remember that wall? Forget about it. Terrible idea. Not my idea. Terrible American idea. How about I live here?
He definitely was gonna throw some niggas under the bus. That was big. You think he was gonna sit there and say and say he it was his idea. He trying to go to
not Minnesota. My idea. No. Not my idea. Not my idea.
Trump said build a
wall. Read my lips.
Trump said they were gonna build a wall.
Mexico forever. But
a bigger wall. It's already like a little wall there. They're gonna build a wall. And they're gonna pay for it themselves. I said, damn, you gonna make you motherfuckers pay for it too? You shooting them boys some you bullshit.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Fuck Trump and that erect and set wall to get over there, don't it? I had erect and set from Christmas one time. That shit looked the same
as the parts I got in my mouth. And that shit crazy, because that fucking wall was not going to... That's really going to stop it. That's what I'm saying. It's already a wall up. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all, it's already border shit set up, and they still get in here. He said that shit because dummies was going to believe him and said, hey, he's looking out for the country, man.
The ghost of the Berlin Wall looked at that shit and went back to peace.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was terrible. Anyway, off of Trump, gave him enough time already.
Yeah, it's black history.
Black history month! I did not want to forget that. It's black history. Black history. You can't see me, but I'm over
here. I can't
hit it. Pick it
I
up.
I can't see it, bro. Nigga
say he dancing. You already know, my man.
Nigga say he's jugging in that bit.
Jugging. Black History Month. Gotta do that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I love Black History Month, bro. You know, I just want to talk a little bit early about my... I'm going to do my adventures right quick. Let them all so you go and do your thing after that. You know, we got the King Convo. So, anyway. Black History Adventures. Number one right now. Lewis Latimer. Lewis Lattimore. You ain't familiar with Lewis
Lattimore? Hold on, you doing what? You doing adventures?
Yeah, I'm going to look up adventures. Right? Just two. You have adventures?
I got a list, bro. That was going to be my... I didn't have a top list this morning. I mean, this week. But I went on here and substituted for Black Inventors. I did 15. I got 15 this week. And... I'll do 15 next. I mean, it's like 70 on this list. But you know what? You said you got two?
No. You know what?
You said you got two?
You know what we're going to do is, since it's clear to our podcast listeners, however few there may be, that we didn't communicate effectively, I'm going to back up off it. I'm going to let you do your list and complete shit.
No.
Because only right. You know, you do the list.
Do your two.
No, because my two might be on your list.
It is. You just said one of them. Go ahead and do it. And I put my, you know, my emphasis on the one that you're about to put on there, because that's actually a star next to that one.
Okay, so you want to like work together on this thing,
man? That's what the fucking point of the podcast is.
All right, bro.
I'll read the rest of them in a minute. Just go ahead, talk about the one that you just said.
All right, let me get to it. Let me just finish talking about. By Lewis Howard Latimer.
Yes.
If you don't know Lewis Latimer, born 1848, died 1928. But yeah, of course, anybody can give you that information. What you need to know about Lewis Latimer is, besides, he's a genius. He was a living genius. He was responsible for not the light bulb, but the filament inside the light bulb that allows you to turn it off and turn it on. He was responsible for that. And has a patent in regards to that. He was an inventor, a patent consultant, an author, an engineer, a draftsman. And I found out recently, he taught English as a second language to people who were coming into the country also on the side. You know, just a genius in the pure right. He worked with the likes of Thomas Edison, Alexander Graham Bell, and also, Hiram Maximo. The inventor of the Maxim gun, which is a precursor to the, you know, Tommy gun, which really is the first automatic gun, you know, full automatic gun. I mean, that's my little take on Lewis Latimer. Genius.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people out there saying, Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. I'm not saying he invented the light bulb. He invented the electric.
No.
Light bulb, that way you can cut it on and off and it didn't burn. Thomas Edison light bulb burned straight through. They burned out completely.
It's like an oil lamp. You can't turn that thing off.
That way it lasts longer. So yeah. Yes.
And you know, because what group of people want to be worried about resources and making something last and stretch a little bit longer?
Exactly.
I let you think about it. Black people, duh. See, the ones got to be the ones to fill it up and make it burn exactly. again. Fuck, I want to keep coming in there and have to keep refilling your light bulbs that last for like 2 days. I'm going to figure out a way the light bulbs and last. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Man, it's crazy.
Who you had next, you know? You said you had two, right?
Yeah, okay. I had two. Benjamin Banneker. Huh? How about that? Benjamin Banneker, another genius, man. He really is the man who's responsible for creating the city of Washington, D.C. He is the surveyor, the city surveyor that laid out the plan work, laid out the surveillance of it. He's the one responsible for the fact that Washington, D.C. runs on a system of numbers and letters. That's why you have ALKM, all those letter streets. That's Benjamin Banneker. He decided that. Genius, he created the first clock in the Western Hemisphere. He made it from scratch himself after studying the inner workings of a watch from somebody. Brother looked at the watch and said, ooh, how that watch work? Can I borrow that for a day or so? Broke the watch down, looked at the watch, put the watch back together, gave the man back his watch, and put a clock in the Western Hemisphere, the only one that ever been built at that time, the first one to be built at the time. I mean, he's a genius like that. He created the Farmer's Almanac, the one y'all use now, talk about when the wound and the line and everything combined, yep. And we would go plant our crops and all that. Benjamin Banneker, you know, Banneker was just the man. If you ever want to talk about it, what I really know about it. And in his death, what's so tragic is that when he died a couple of days after, all of us suddenly, or just coincidentally, his house burned down with all his paperwork and all his manuscripts.
Yeah, I fucking bet.
To be able to show what he had done and use to go forward.
Yeah, fucking bet it all of a sudden just burnt down.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it just happened like that. It just, caught on flames like that.
We call that a kabunky.
Same way,
bullshit.
The same way Tulsa just happened to just go in flames. I don't know how that happened. It just happened.
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, but he's a genius, another genius in the STEM field of science, technology, and mathematics. You know what I'm saying? Engineering and mathematics. Genius, precursor. So Ludus Lattimore, Benjamin Banneker, I'm off that. You know what I'm saying? He's got a need room for my man to breathe with his list, man. It sounds like it's gonna be a good list this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm hoping it is.
It's a good list, man. I told you I got 14 this week, and I'll give another 15 next week. But the list I had about 70. It's a lot of shit. It's a lot. It's a lot, boy. But
you gotta share that with me.
I see you. The list is crazy.
Okay.
So on my list, first on my list, I got Frederick Jones. He invented the AC unit. So y'all can say thank you for that. He also invented the thermostat controller to control the AC unit. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay, he the one to put the little mercury shit in there and make it. Like,
yeah,
okay.
Granville Woods. In my line of work, what he invented helped me out a lot. Auto off switch. That's big right there. Then we got George Sampson. He invented the clothes dryer. He invented the dryer. Got Osborne Dorsey. He invented the doorknob. And man, this list crazy, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Got Alexander Miles. He invented the elevator. We got Thomas Marshall. He invented the fire extinguisher. Gary Morgan. He invented the gas mask, and he also invented the traffic light.
Yeah, he invented the gas mask, the traffic light. He invented the first turn.
He was on the list a couple times.
Gary Morgan was fire.
You got Robert Fleming Jr. He invented the guitar, and then
Fleming guitar. You never, I never knew that was a black man.
You talk
about, ooh, I got a Fleming guitar.
Black guy.
Crazy.
Then sister girl Lydia Newman, she invented the hairbrush. I got a couple of them out here. So we definitely
That's Lydia Newman.
Yeah, definitely got to thank her. But I know I need that brush some mornings. John Smith. He invented the lawn sprinkler. Mm-hmm. Yep. Then he got I got a few sister girls on here. Got Sarah Boone. She invented the ironing board. Oh, got John Love. He invented the pencil sharpener.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the goddess herself, Madam C.J. Walker. She invented the straightening comb. And the last one on my list. last one on my list for this week. I got Thomas Carnington. He invented the stethoscope. So all you doctors out there can thank him for that.
But they're going to tell you, you ain't supposed to be a doctor. You can't be in my school, but you're using the shit a black man uses.
Exactly. Exactly, man.
You can't have your clothes without it. Right. I always remember, I just take me back to the memory of this little video I just saw a few years ago. If all the benefits for black people were just taken away from America.
But not even taken away. When they used to tell us, if you don't like it, go back to Africa. Like, we came over here to start with.
Oh, yeah.
They said, all right, we'll go back.
We were immigrants or some shit.
But we'll go back, but we're going to take everything we invented with us to our people over there in Africa.
Everything.
Niggas be over here in the dark. It'll be the Stone Age for their ass all over again.
All of it. It'll be the Dark Ages.
Ice Age.
Not again! Damn it! Bill, I told you not to make them mad.
Worst part of history white people ever had was like the fucking Ice Age or some shit when they were living in caves or whatever the hell that shit is. I don't know.
Nah, man. It's that goddamn Black Plague, bro. When they was over there sleeping with
that too.
Sleeping in the same area and rooms as they lost.
Oh, yeah, that too.
They ain't even know you ain't supposed to sleep. You can't sleep right next to your sheep, buddy.
And I know
you gonna have some clicks and things they ain't supposed to have.
And the piggyback off that shit, you know that's where a lot of these fucking viruses and shit coming from, right? They're not gonna put that out there. They gonna say China and guy ate a bat. Well, the thing is, people like, he didn't get that from a bat. The government created it. Oh, bro. I believe this. They got it from the fucking bat because they're eating animals and stuff out of the rainforest because they fucking up their ecosystems over there. And it's a bunch of deadly viruses and stuff over there that's stuck inside these ecosystems. And when you go and start cutting down all these trees and all that junk, it's letting these viruses out. And you got rich people that's eating these animals out of the rainforest. I don't understand why. I mean, they pay thousands of dollars to eat these off the black market, eat these animals off the black market. I forgot what they call, what kind of meat they call it or whatever, but they eat that stuff. And these animals have viruses in them. Because scientists talk about, they waiting on the virus, the X virus, virus X, one that they can't, it's going to be worse than the pandemic. You're not going to be able to control it. The death rate's going to be so high, you're not going to be able to control it. It's going to kill us all. Because they won't leave the rainforest alone and they won't stop eating these animals that's coming out of the rainforest. I'm just saying, bro. Bro, come on. But that's what goes back to what you're talking about with them sleeping with the livestock. You can't, we don't go hand in hand like that, man. You can't, you gotta leave Mother Nature alone.
You can't be over there cuddled up with your sheep at night.
Mm-mm. Most of these viruses are coming out of Africa because they're messing with Mother Nature and they're messing up the land. Let that stuff be. But you don't have to believe me. You can say the government created it.
Nah, what you ain't gonna do is tell us how to make money off of niggas. That's what you're not gonna do. That's what we do well now. You might have invented the sleeper bed. You might have been the sleeping desk. You might have been the ironing board and nine. What you ain't gonna do is tell us how to take that from you and how to make money off of it and leave y'all alone. That's what you're not gonna do. Man, we invented the sleeper bed, man. Black people didn't know that. Bro. All the stuff we're finding here, we not invent. The little bed you just pull out, you know what I'm saying? They fill out the wall. That was a black person did that.
That list, I'm looking at this list. Crazy. I was looking at that list, like, my grandfather posted it, and I was looking at this, and like, I knew some of this stuff, but I was just like, looking at other stuff, like, yo. I'm looking around my house like, all people in it. All this stuff in here. I'm sitting, waiting. I'm waiting to see. What did the white man invent? You know what I'm saying? A gun, so he can go take over everything else.
He ain't even invent the gun. He the first one to say, I'm about to shoot you with it, but he didn't even invent the gun. Gunpowder invented by the Chinese.
Boy,
they took the noodles from the Chinese.
I tell you, boy. That's crazy.
How pasta is an Italian dish known all over across the world, pasta and noodles, but that shit from Chinese. They took the damn noodles from the Chinese. Take anything from it.
Yeah, because I wonder, like, what... Like, they wouldn't be eating spaghetti and all that. What would they be eating if they stole that from?
I don't know, rice belts. Exactly. I'll tell you that right now. Exactly. Don't ever think that Italy had to climb in for them rice patties. Hell no.
That's fucked up.
The fuck you mean?
But real quick, since it is Black History Month, I guess every week I try to do this in Black History Month, highlight a African American that did something big that everybody don't know about. You know, they're not gonna teach it in school, but me and you probably know about it. And since we're Carolina Kings, he's also a Carolina King. Harvey Gantt from Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
First African American to attend Clemson University. Then he went on to go to get his master's at MIT. He became an architect in Charlotte. And then later on, he became the first African-American mayor of Charlotte. Just a little info put out there for you so everybody can know. They're not going to teach you that in school. You already know that.
Nah, they damn sure ain't going to teach you that in school, bro. You already know that. That's great. I'm glad you brought that up.
Not at all. Yep. He a Carolina King for real.
He a Carolina King for definite. Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah, man. Thanks for sharing that, man. Bring that to the public. But I want to know what's going on with the spokes.
You know I love this part. Because we definitely get to talk about who got their ass whooped. Yeah, man. Nights, we're going to talk about who got their ass whooped this week, which
maybe I talked a little too soon.
You didn't talk too soon about nothing.
I don't know about
it. First off, I told you to put your money against Brady, which Brady didn't win the Super Bowl, but I mean, he won, but it wasn't because of him, it was because of his defense. We're going to go put that out there now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Bucks won Super Bowl 31-9. It was bad, bro.
It's because of the black defensive coordinator that Brady had on the back of this.
And the black offensive coordinator. Hey, did you see?
Yeah, who the black offensive coordinator is.
Did you see the white boy? You know they think all of us look alike.
They think we all look alike.
So my man interviewed Brian Leftwich and was like, so how did you come up with the defensive scheme to stop Mahomes tonight? He's like, hey, I think Brian was like, hey, you got the wrong guy, man.
I did come up with the defensive scheme to stop this guy, this got to be the whitest
shit ever, man. But
they probably thought he was Samuel Jackson. We all know,
their defense did a good job. They used Mahomes and they used the Chiefs' weakness against them because they was down two offensive tackles. So they had to do some moving around. Yeah. That's some guys that really ain't played all year. They had to come in. And they just sent the They only blitzed a few times during the game, but they sent them front four every time. They sent them straight up the field every time because they really didn't have to blitz because they had, man, Mahomes ran for 497 yards before he either passed the ball or got sacked. The man almost ran five football fields that night. It's crazy, man.
I hate
it's
so much
crazy. Right, yeah, it's because you lost the bet.
They gave my man turf toe. He got to have surgery now.
He had turf toe actually before that. That's why he was limping a little bit during the game. But
it made it worse.
I mean, yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. I don't care who was at quarterback that night. Bruh, that D-line, it was bad, yo. Jason Pierre-Paul and Ndamukong Suh looked like superstars, and it was ugly. But, yeah, that holding call in the end zone, that shit shouldn't have been called no holding call. That ball was not kept going off. But Brady knew what he was doing. That's why he kept throwing the ball crazy like that, because them boys was holding. But it is what it is. Man. And, of course, they asked Brady.
Thomas.
I know, right? So they asked Brady after the game, they said, so that's what they doing next year. He said he coming back. So he's an old guy. He's coming back. So he'll be 44 in the league next year. Now, this guy here, I don't know why he's coming back, but he's going to take a little pay cut.
Come back like that.
Drew Brees said he's coming back next year. He's taking a pay cut. He's going to take the vet minimum. He's going to lose $24 million.
No, hey,
he don't need the money.
Come back like that.
He don't need the money, of course. So he just really, I guess he just really wants to play. But, I mean, man. I don't know. I don't know what else he got to prove. He got a Super Bowl. I don't know what else he has to prove. He got record. I don't know.
Drew Brees needs to go find several.
He needs another hobby or something. I mean, he got kids, so he got plenty of hobbies.
He ain't got no more ribs, nigga. Like, how you know. Breathing? Like, yeah, go sit down, bro. Go let somebody else do this shit. He got to be something else.
He's trying to put your family first at his age. I'm mad at my notes. I got Y with question marks. I got to mention Big Ben too, because Big Ben he talking with the Steelers this week, talking about he might be coming back. But they told him, man, this motherfucker was hitting their salary cap for $40 million this year. They said, Big Ben, if you come back, you ain't going to be making that. So he might be making that $1 million too. So there ain't no telling. I mean, he's going to take a pay cut.
Hey man, Drew Brees and Roethlisberger, take y'all ass to Shady Pines every time. Don't nobody want to see that shit, man. Y'all did all you could do. We thank you for your service. Okay, all the fans from both of the organizations, thank you for your service. But we want to see something new now. It's 2021.
Man, Brady can do it. Shit, I can do it to 44, 43, whatever.
No, you can't. Tom Brady ain't been hit, but maybe like three times in his whole career. What the fuck you talking about? And one time he got hit, he crumbled over like tissue paper. So what are you talking
about? Big Ben. Shit, Drew Brees done been getting. He been getting smacked this year, bro. They been fucking him up. And Big Ben, we already know about him. He missed the whole season before.
He's a bionic
that.
Man. Big Ben is the bionic man at this point. I think he's more metal and plastic than actual human.
That nigga better hope a fire don't break out no in his ass, boy. He's going to be burning up with milk.
Boy, I don't know how the fuck he make it through the airport. I tell you that.
But that's why this next quarterback I'm about to talk about, I'm glad he finally speaking out. Russell Wilson, he told the organization, he's like, hey, I need to be more involved on when y'all making these picks because they always go defense heavy, and it might get them a little. Yeah, exactly, but it might get a little wide receiver something here and there. But he's like, you know, offense a lot. He tired of getting hit. I don't blame him.
Yeah,
this year he took a lot of hits, bro. It was bad. Ain't know how to go with black quarterbacks.
Yeah,
bro, he's tough.
Yeah, you know that. And he got a black wife too. I know she said, what you ain't going to do is come out and go out there and call me.
I go in there and talk to him. I don't care how much money they got. So,
right. You want me to talk to him? Because Lil Future and Russell need a daddy. You ain't finna go out there and down on me.
I'm,
te- Hell no.
Because I'm telling you, damn. Fuck around and that man say he want to trade. That'd be the stupidest shit y'all ever do.
And you know she don't want to be in no goddamn Seattle nowhere. She making the most out of what she can. Talking about they bought a little soccer team and all that shit. That's cute. But you know she'd rather be back home in Atlanta or in Miami or in L.A. She don't, the L.A. dead because they ain't no more L.A. quarterbacks available.
Nah. You
know? She don't want to be in no goddamn
Seattle. So, man, you know, this next shit kind of pissed me off a little bit. I really don't want to get too...
I don't want to get too much into it
because, you know, they had Super Bowl. We had the Super Bowl this weekend, so they had all the award winners and whatnot. Fucking A-Rod wins the MVP. I don't know how, but, I mean, he won the shit. Whatever. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt.
That one didn't hurt as much as what I'm going to talk about at the end, but,
Offensive player of the year.
Defensive player of the year was Aaron Donald, beast. Defensive rookie of the year was Chase Young, beast. Now let's talk about this offensive rookie of the year. So they give it to the white boy.
Let's talk about it.
Justin Herbert.
Who is the
Justin
white
Herbert
boy?
Is he white? Well, we know Justin Jefferson should have got it from the Vikings. We all know that. He broke Randy Moss record. He broke every fucking receiver record this year.
Damn, they should have talked about it more. Cause
he broke all that shit. He broke all Randy Moss records.
Justin.
He broke all rookie wide receiver records. All that shit broke this year. That's why on the internet.
Said Justin Jefferson?
From LSU.
Jefferson Davis?
I should tell ass up.
I'll be quiet.
The Browns coach won coach of the year, whatever. This was actually a big one right here, man.
George Jefferson?
Shut the hell up, man. We off that shit, man. I'm pissed off by that shit. this was a big one. Comeback player of the year, Alex Smith. That was a big one, yo, because that man almost died.
What am I gonna name that shit after his ass? Adam Smith came in so many times. Then they come back like this crack.
But from this
Adam Smith, they might have named that
from bitch.
From
this time, they almost died in the goddamn hospital.
Right.
That shit crazy.
But see, you said this time.
Well, yeah, I mean, he got hurt the other side.
You're right.
That motherfucker that had so many different offensive coordinators and coaches. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. For 1 second, I felt sorry for that man when he was in the 49ers. I was like, this nigga got to learn another playbook? I said, God damn, he got to learn a new playbook every year. 49ers.
But I bet you he got a better retirement plan than Ben Roethlisberger and Drew Brees did. He know what he going to do. Because he know every damn NFL executive league.
Oh, well, yeah, that too. Yeah.
He got to have a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it ain't just to teach, I'm going to teach all the rookies how to tie their shoes.
Yeah, they did a little video. They had all the people talking about they was proud on week how he came back. Ain't no way. Because there's no way he should have came back and play. He shouldn't be playing football right now. No damn way.
Oh, nah. He should be playing. Building using a calculator or something.
Yeah, exactly. His leg got torn up. He had 17 surgeries. Then the shit got affected where he all, not where he was about to get his leg amputated, but it was going to amputate, but he was about to die from the shit, from the infection he had. That shit crazy, bro. But moving on, Hall of Fame. Some noticeable people from Hall of Fame, Peyton Manning in there.
Yes, the Hall of Fame is
Charles Woodson in that job. Megatron used to bust our ass, I ain't gonna lie. Megatron in that job. I think I seen John Lynch on there too. But he been out of the league for a long ass time. He just not getting in there. But that was some noticeable people I seen in there.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. All right.
That's just a few.
No, but it's everybody in it. I think they're supposed to be combined in 2020 or 2021.
I didn't put all the names on there. I just did the noticeable ones.
No. Yeah, but they're supposed to be doing like a combined in 2020, 2021. They didn't have 2020. But also some people I noticed on there, it was Tom Flores finally made it. He was quarterback for the Raiders and also coached him as well. I think he's like, you know, of course, Hispanic, Latino, you know, background. And there's one in particular that I'm interested in, my man. Bill Nunn. He was the senior scout and assistant director of player personnel for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bill Nunn, it's not even arguable. He had the second greatest recruiting class or drafting class for history. He drafted John Stallworth. He drafted Lynn Swan. He drafted, it was two other people he drafted in the same draft, which came to be like the team or the foundation for the Pittsburgh Steelers in the 70s. And he was scooping up everybody from the black HBCUs. You know, Donnie Shell went to State, South Carolina State. He picked him up. So, he picked up Jack Lambert from Kent State. You know, everybody know about Jack Lambert from the Steelers. And all that success and all that team building went to Bill Nunn, even though he never got really hired as assistant director of player personnel. Today, he should have been a GM. He was doing the GM job then without the title and the money. He put those teams together. He drafted those players. You know what I'm saying? He's going into the Hall of Fame. That's what's happening to me.
That's what's up, man. Sorry. Nah, you good, bro. That's what's up, bro. I see your boy D-Rose.
D-Rose
is
back with the Knicks. Hey.
Your boy D-Rose.
Hey.
What are you doing? He's back.
Yeah, let's keep it all the way funky. He only came back because World Wild West is there and Tom Tillman.
If
two people weren't there, he would have told us to kiss
that. Definitely because Tom Tillman over there.
Not coming back to the Knicks. And World Wild West, he's done World Wild West since he was in
eighth grade. Yeah, I
got you. People forget World Wild West used to be connected to all those players, you know, as far as like AAU circuit and getting like different Adidas teams, or getting teams to be sponsored by Adidas. He was a big part of that big change and swing in that. Well, you know, you want to be signed to Adidas, and you know, we look out for your team now. And as long as you sign with us when you go to the shoe contract, that's World Wild West all day. So, yeah, I'm lucky we got them now. I'm glad we got them. But, you know, he came out balling, 14 points.
I didn't
get the win, but they lost some 14 points.
Oh, man, something, bro, man.
Yeah, you can't be mad.
All right, Gresh, this is Black History Month, man. And we talk about sports.
Go ahead.
Real quick, we talk about, it's just going to be real quick. This little noticeable thing. William Willis, or Bill Willis, he played for Ohio State. Matter of fact, I mean, he was on the team when they won their first national championship, and of course he was one of the first African Americans on the team. But he also ran track too. Of course, that boy's fast. He ended up signing with the Browns in 1946 in September. He actually signed with the Browns. Major league sports, he actually the one that started it. You know, everybody, I mean, not to throw to say that Jackie Robinson thing, because he did break barriers, but he actually signed with the Browns like a month or so before Jackie Robinson signed with Brooklyn back in the day. So, he a little bit unnoticed, but I think he got inducted in the Hall of Fame, 1977. Man, he played defensive lineman. He was undersized by a lot, but he still used to bust heads though. Because he was like 6'2", about 210, 215. He was really undersized, but that nigga still knock your head off. And then you got to think about how fast he ran track. He ran the 100 and the 200. Yeah. I think he was super. He was fast. He's gonna outrun him offensive line, man. He's smacking your quarterback. So best to believe that. Yeah, but, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there, man.
Okay, cool. I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, man. And I would also add the sports before we get up off of that. The USC men's basketball team is now ranked number 20 in the country. You know, shouts out to them boys out there. The finally ranked, the Mighty Men of Troy, big time after defeating UCLA, the arch rivals and the nemesis. They beat them by, well, almost 20 points. Almost more, you know what I'm saying? They took care of business. Yeah, they took care of business. And, you know, shouts out to the USC men's basketball team. And, of course, shouts out to my bro, Chavez Goodwin, you know, doing what he can, doing his thing out there, contributing to the team and staying positive, bro. You know, I love you, man. And shouts out to your team and your success, bro. Also want to mention, you know, just for my perv thing, Australian Open didn't happen, and Serena out here, she's serving whole leg out here, bro. She over here paying homage to FloJo. But she got a whole, you know, FloJo used to have the track suits. If you're not familiar, that's George Griffin Jordan, track icon. Also, you know, and a designer icon. In my house, you know, it was sacrilege not to know who FloJo was or Jackie Jordan Kersey. But FloJo had the outfits that was designed where she had like a whole leg that had the whole lead, the whole scheme, and it'll be a whole open leg, you know, out, you know, this naked leg out. And Serena got the whole. Serena got the whole naked leg out on her side, like Morris, like FloJo did.
She balling, dude.
Still scrumptious out here. Yeah, that's important. That's more important than what I'm talking about. See what I'm saying, brother? Yes. Let me don't degrade this sister and bring her down to just being an objectified object.
No, she need her flower, her roses while she's here, because a lot of people, they talk real bad about it.
Yeah. They don't know what they're talking about.
She's a gorgeous Serena woman. Wins. Y'all, they can hate all they want, say what they want about it.
I put it like this. Serena Williams been applying pressure to me. She's been applying pressure to your boy since the 7th and 8th grade. And ain't let off yet, and I don't mind it. Right. You understand what I'm saying? You keep on applying pressure out here, sister. You know, goodness gracious.
Prove the haters. So good. Prove the haters wrong. Don't listen to this nigga. Yes, he's so prove good. The haters wrong.
What? you go out there and win. Don't listen to me. Look, man, it gives so much to us, you know? That's to be thankful. So Judas and the Black Messiah. I'm going to move on for sports entertainment. You know, that's my transition. Judas and the Black Messiah was released this week on HBO Max. I'm going to watch that tonight. I'm hoping not to be
watching it tonight.
Watch it tonight. Tonight. It's Black History Month. I dare somebody say something to me. Not say Well, you got to do what you got to do, brother, man. Everybody, we don't have the same job. We're in the same career field. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm about to watch tonight. I'm about to pop some popcorn. Judas the Black Messiah. Bro, it's gonna be a movie experience. Don't do that. And I got some Coke. Coke and the popcorn. I don't do all the candies and all that, but if you watch a movie, I got to have popcorn. I got to have some soda.
Oh, you gotta have soda.
I got to. So I'm gonna do it like this. It goes so good with the popcorn. I'm just saying that when you hit it with the popcorn and you hit the little slip of the soda, it's just in the mountains. I mean, no pause. It's just good, you know. It's good,
bro. You got to get a popcorn maker, dog.
It makes it. Well, I would think I need to do that. You're right. I gotta do that. Everybody at Daddy Warbucks like you. This nigga pulls this popcorn maker out of the corner of his living room, y'all. Then puts it in front of the couch between the TV and it's like, hey, who wants popcorn? And the whole house was crazy.
That's it.
Chate. Bro,
that's good.
I don't popcorn, Daddy. Daddy.
Bro, you talking about some good motherfucking shit, bro?
It is good.
Popcorn song on that bitch. That shit tastes like movies, nigga. I said, God damn.
That's, I'll make that investment when I get a home. I don't feel like that's apartment worthy.
I mean, you can eat it and still eat it and still have it when you buy your house. I mean, it's a popcorn maker. It ain't going nowhere. Hell yeah.
I don't know. I have to think about it. I mean, some of the things I probably did and do before that, but.